Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Trump supporters keep getting fact-checked by Elon Musk's own app, and it's probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. To break this down, I'm bringing in contributor Chris Mowry. He is helping me scale this so we can punch back against MAGA. Make sure you subscribe below and watch until the end.
All right, there's a new format of video, a new type of video that's going really viral on the internet lately, which is essentially just these right-wingers and MAGA on Twitter fighting with Elon Musk's AI, because Elon Musk's AI or XAI doesn't give them the answer that they want. And then we end up making videos because it's really funny to watch these individuals essentially try to force AI to answer questions for them that fit with their ideology. When in reality, most of the time when MAGA asks the AI, like, hey, is this post true or false about like stealing the election or some crazy conspiracy, the AI says, hey, this is completely false. And then they always melt down. So I want to react to some of these videos because they're really, really, really funny. Before we do that, let's talk a little bit about where Elon Musk is at right now. Obviously, in this 24-hour news cycle, like the Trump administration, along with Musk, is just, it's like a constant, it never stops, right? It never stops. It was like, I don't know if you remember this, but like a week and a half ago, they actually had like a giant breaking up, a falling out. But it's like no one even talks about that anymore because since then we saw, you know, him deploy the National Guard to Los Angeles. Now we're inching very, very close to war with Iran. And it's like, oh my God, you can't keep up in this news cycle. So I want to back up a little bit. Elon Musk's dad recently blamed social media meltdown on adult son being tired and cranky. Interesting. He also added that Musk effed up, by taking on the president. Really quickly, by the way, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love, and I appreciate it so much. I also make videos on Instagram, TikTok, all those other places, and my username's the same over there, Christy Mowry, if you want to check it out. I really, really, really appreciate all the love lately. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Adam Mockler's channel. We're trying to build something big here to punch back against MAGA, uplift Gen Z voices moving into 2026, 2028, and beyond. We're in it for the long haul. And if you want to join us, join this growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. Elon Musk's father has blamed last week's nuclear meltdown between the world's richest man and the president of the United States, ages 53 and 78, respectively, on his son's need for a nap. Speaking to Russian media, what a surprise, Musk's father said of his son and Donald Trump, quote, they're very tired and stressed, and so you can expect something like this. It's not unusual. He did not say if this sort of thing happened a lot when Musk was a kid or if Musk similarly acted out when he was hungry and or needed to be burped, noting that Trump would, quote, prevail due to being, quote, the president. The elder Musk opined that his son had, quote, made a mistake by getting into it with the leader of the free world, quote, but he's tired, he's stressed. Oh, okay, that makes sense. No, we all get tired and stressed sometimes. So the thing is, we all don't have, you know, we're all not in complete and total control of all $6 trillion worth of payments for the United States government, everybody's, you know, personal data, social security numbers. We aren't tired and stressed and do dumb things when, you know, we're staring at all these federal agencies and just taking a hammer to federal payments, right? Like, what BS? This is not... Oftentimes when you bring something like this to MAGA, they'll say, well, everyone gets tired and stressed. It's like, okay, but we should have a higher standard for the individuals that have so much power. And this is just absurd. And obviously you guys know about the Trump Musk debacle. Asked if he had any plans to reconcile with his former benefactor, Trump told reporters on Friday, no, I don't have any plans. And then, you know, Musk tweeting that he shouldn't have done what he did and all of these different things, etc. Interesting. So Musk's dad says he's very tired and he's just not getting a lot of rest. We also know that Elon Musk, you know, got accused of doing a lot of drugs, being on ketamine, being on Adderall, all these things just constantly. I think that wasn't a huge surprise to a lot of us. And so Elon actually today on Twitter, you know, showed this drug test that he took essentially trying to prove that he wasn't on drugs because he was tired. He's been so tired, I guess, of people saying that he's on all these drugs. So it's, this is Elon Musk's tweet, LOL, and this is his drug test. And somebody said, and you can let me know what you think about this because I don't know it to be true, but it says, Elon's drug test is suspicious, and I'll tell you why. I review labs, lab UAs on a daily basis at work, and there are some unusual things about this report. Creatinine, I believe that's how that's pronounced, is a marker of how hard the kidneys are working. The number will be higher if the person is less hydrated. Under 20 is usually an attempt to dilute the test to defeat it. For reference, I'd expect to see an adult male in the range of 20 to 300. This is quite low. Musk's test was around 20. Anything under 50 is usually considered suspicious because adult men have higher ranges. I usually see around 100 to 250. And only if someone is pounding water right before we do this, meaning the kidneys are working hard, do we usually get results like this, unless they have a kidney problem, which he could have a kidney problem, but the kidney problem would relate directly to using a bunch of ketamine. Second, in order to judge whether this test is valid, it would have to be observed. I see that a woman collected this test, which tells me that this was absolutely an unobserved drug test, which aren't even accepted by a lot of places because it's so easy to cheat. Great point. Third, Elon conveniently exempted his second page of his post, which usually shows more about the sample that we'd want to know in order to judge whether the sample is even real. Specific gravity, urine color, temperature, etc. Fake urine often shows abnormalities here. Another significant factor is that Elon's test was not a random drug test or over time. We require our clients to drug test at random, so if there is an addiction issue present and the client is still continuing drug use, we're more likely to catch it, right? Because, again, Elon Musk obviously knew he was taking this, so he could have prepared. We don't even, you know, like this individual is saying, it's a good point. We don't even know if the test was observed. It probably wasn't. We don't know, you know, anything else about the actual sample that was provided. Fifth, and not necessarily a red flag, but still weird, Elon's urine is pretty acidic at 5. Most healthy adults have a urine pH between 6 and 7.5. Normal range can be as low as 4.5, but it isn't considered particularly healthy, so it's a little odd. And then goes on to talk about how there was no chain of custody, et cetera. So very interesting here. Musk is tired. He's, you know, what a great way to clearly show you're not on drugs by posting on Twitter a drug test. I think you're trying to prove something that just, you know, projecting maybe. Regardless, let me back up here to Elon Musk AI. Let me show you let's react to this video together. I actually haven't watched it, of people getting destroyed by Elon Musk AI, MAGA specifically, because it's always a good time when I see it in the comments, so I assume this video will be good. Let's take a look.
Asking white women, would you ever race mix?
At Grok, Opie states that children that are of mixed races are more likely to be mentally challenged. Is there any statistical data that backs this claim?
No statistical data supports the claim that mixed race children are more likely to have intellectual disabilities. Research, including CDC studies, shows no link between mixed race heritage and increased risk, with environmental and socioeconomic factors being primary influences. However, mixed race individuals may face higher mental health risks, like depression, due to identity struggles and discrimination, as noted in studies from ADA and others. The term mentally challenged is outdated and vague, conflating distinct issues.
Well, Grok, there's this poster on X called Grok, who disagrees. He says, the expected IQ of a child with parents having one QS of 120 and 85 is about 101.5. That's a pretty huge reduction in mental capability. And he makes it seem like the evidence is very strong.
The claim that a child of parents with IQs of 120 and 85 would have an expected IQ of 101.5 aligns with statistical models of IQ inheritance, where a child's IQ roughly averages the parents' IQs, adjusted slightly for regression to the mean. However, this is unrelated to race mixing. No credible evidence supports the idea that race mixing reduces IQ. Studies, like the Aferth study, show mixed race children's IQs are similar to others when environment is controlled, pointing to socioeconomic factors, not genetics, as key drivers. Claims otherwise often stem from discredited race science, lacking modern scientific backing. Environmental influences, like education, heavily shape IQ outcomes.
Grok, it's directly related to race mixing. Whites in the U.S. have an average IQ of 100. Blacks in the U.S. have an average IQ of 85. A child produced would have a lower IQ than the average white.
No, Grok, just give me the answer that aligns just enough with my ideology so I can spread my racist rhetoric. Grok, please let me be racist.
You know there are stupid white people with 85 and lower IX, and intelligent black people with above 125 IX, right? Or are you so fucking slow that you can't comprehend that?
Well, first of all, yeah, that's a pretty average day on Twitter right here, seeing some super racist individual try to, you know, justify some horrible, horrendous stuff like this. But again, I also think it goes to show like how dangerous our lack of content moderation right now is and how much, you know, more likely we are to see these things at least publicly facing. I know as like a straight white male specifically, you know, a lot of these things that are happening, I just might not be akin to them because I don't see, you know, I don't interact with them every day. So from a position of privilege, it's like, oh, a lot of these things have been happening to other groups of people. They happen all the time, right? But there is some level to the fact that they're so out in the open on Twitter all the time. These accounts are getting all of a sudden very big that are promoting these very, very like racist, aligning somewhat with MAGA ideologies, especially around stuff like this. It's absolutely gross. All right, one more. Let's take a look.
Hey at Grok. Why are centrists so much smarter than leftards?
No evidence proves centrists are smarter than leftists. Intelligence varies across all political views. Studies show mixed results. Some link higher IQ to centrism, others to left-wing beliefs, especially social liberalism. Context matters. Smart people adapt to cultural norms. Centrists may seem pragmatic, but leftists tackle complex issues like systemic change. Calling leftists leftards shuts down real talk. Both sides have brain power, they just use it differently. Respectful debate beats stereotype.
This is false, Grok. Studies show that moderates are more intelligent than fringoids. Because fringoids of the left and right tend to be dogmatists. Kindly find one if those studies...
Studies suggest moderates may score higher on intelligence tests than political extremists, but it's not universal. A 2012 study by Rindemann et al. Found centrists, IQ tilde 103, and center-right, tilde 105, outscored left, tilde 98, and right, tilde 95, in Brazil. However, a 2008 US study showed highly intelligent students sometimes back extreme views, seeing them as sophisticated. Dogmatism, linked to extremists, is debated. A 2020 UCL study tied it to less info-seeking, but a 2023 Nature study found extremists often moderate over time, suggesting flexibility. Cultural and educational factors shape these trends, so results vary.
Yeah, again, people on Twitter are just like, it's insane to look for information and then find the info, like, hey, or like centrists in this example, like leftists are not as smart as centrists or whatever it was, and then get the information you're looking for. Like, no, that's actually not correct based on this, you know, data, these studies. And then to immediately be like, no, that's wrong. Oh my God, like how, it's just so like, that comes from such a place of like arrogance, you know? People need to learn how to do actual research and also research like away from Elon Musk AI, maybe just away from AI in general. Wow, crazy, crazy stuff. Well, listen, that's gonna be it for me. Thought we'd have a little bit of a more lighthearted discussion today, although please do remember that Elon Musk, this guy sucks. This guy sucks. And I'm glad, at least for now, that he's out of the administration. But moving forward, obviously going to keep pushing toward just getting all of these MAGA individuals out of Congress, out of elected office, period. And a lot of that work is going to be done on this channel. So once again, my name is Chris Maurer, filling in for Adam Mockler. And if you have not subscribed to Adam Mockler's channel, join the crew. It would mean a lot if you did so. And once again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you watching so much. You're the best. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you in the next video.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.